Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to the presentation of the 2000 Council on Ideas position statement. Hello to all our friends, and especially welcome the alumni from the past Council on Ideas. I'd like to introduce now the 2000 Council on Ideas, starting at the very end. Professor Sharif Bassiouni. Next to him is Professor Nikki Giovanni, Stanley Carnot, Professor Anna Roosevelt, and Professor Murray Gell-Mann. Welcome. They've been working hard and just got finished. So, as you know, the Gihan Foundation runs an operating program called the Council on Ideas, where we assemble every other year five distinguished thought leaders and ask them to identify for us the most important overriding issue of the time. Issue is defined as a legal term, and the legal definition of issue is a point, the decision of which determines a matter. So that's where we are. We'll see how they did. I'm going to turn it over now to Professor Roosevelt, who will read the 2000 Council on Ideas position statement.
Thank you. On behalf of the other council members and myself, I'd like to read to you the work that we thrashed out in our 2 days together here at the Foundation. We are living in a time of accelerating globalization, and not only in commerce, finance, and communications. We now have the ability to make significant changes on a global scale that affect humankind and the rest of the biosphere. The human race is facing a wide range of tightly connected challenges, including issues of war and peace, extremes of poverty and wealth, intolerance and tolerance, resource exploitation and biological diversity, and crime and the rule of law. The potential use of weapons of mass destruction by individuals and groups, as well as nations, poses a very serious danger. Meanwhile, conflicts with conventional weapons are caught in tragedy in many parts of the world. Yet the major organizers of large-scale violence usually remain unpunished as the international community pursues expedient political settlements, ignoring the maxim that without justice there can be no peace. The appearance of centralized and stratified societies over the last 10,000 years or so, the growth of human populations, and the development of new technologies have greatly increased human impact on the environment. Today, locally and globally, the physical environment is being degraded, and biological diversity is being lost on a large scale. It is important to implement the planetary bargain, by which developed nations share the cost of environmental protection in the developing world. Achievement of economic and social justice includes the need for reducing the enormous gaps between the rich and poor among and within societies. Access to resources, justice, education, technology, and security is often very unequal, and these inequalities are often associated with differences in race, ethnicity, gender, age, and nationality. In addressing these and other crucial challenges, their interdependence must be recognized. Yet our transnational and national institutions deal with them in a compartmentalized way. There is no integrated strategy. In addition, bureaucracies need to pursue their goals with greater adaptability, including accountability and transparency, responsiveness to criticism, and flexibility in the face of change. Responding to these concerns requires a balance between the rights and prerogatives of communities and those of individuals. For example, accountability for international crimes should be firmly established through an international criminal court national justice systems, and truth and reconciliation commissions, as well as through victim compensation and other measures of redress. 2. Encouraging democracy and good governance and supporting the rule of law requires public accountability, access to information, and the ability of all members of the population to exercise civic and political rights. 3. Social justice requires greater responsiveness to the interests and needs of vulnerable segments of societies, such as women, children, minorities, the disabled, the aged, and refugees. 4. Education for the coming age calls for new approaches and a strong program of research on effective techniques and strategies, as well as vigorous debate on how the necessary resources can be provided for universal education of high quality. In addition, for children to learn, they need a secure existence for themselves and for their families. 5. Access to adequate health care, irrespective of individual resources, is an obligation owed by societies to their populations. Research in health care policy, as well as in biomedical science, can be of use in finding better ways for communities to fill gaps in health care. 6. The influence of transnational corporations is increasing, and they should be subject to greater national and international accountability. 7. Sustainable resource management can exploit the synergy between conservation of ecological systems and fulfillment of the needs of local communities dependent on those systems. Noting that progress has been made in recent times in addressing the issues of the coming age, and acknowledging the rise of international civil society and its role in dealing with the problems of globalism, the members of the 2000 Council on Ideas are hopeful that through human solidarity and the recognition of our interdependence, the challenges will be met.
Thank you, Professor Roosevelt. We'll open up now for a short question and answer period just after this presentation event. We'd like to invite you to join us at the reception, and you'll have access to each of the council members there, so you can question them in depth about some of their ideas that are expressed here. So this question and answer session should be quick, and just to clarify anything you may have missed, and for the press that's here that has deadlines to run off to catch. The council has decided among themselves that Professor Gelman will be the respondee, the person who answers the question. And so if you will address your question to him, and please keep it general to the statement itself.
I was not planning actually to answer all the questions myself, but to find people in amongst the members of the Council on Ideas of the year 2000 to answer the question.
I see. Well,
I might answer some myself. Answer, yes. Oh, I don't know that we want to reveal that. Who would like to mention something that wasn't in the statement?
Let me say this is probably a very long statement. You know, I compared it. Lyndon Johnson once looked at a communique that someone wrote for him and said it's like his grandmother's nightdress. It covers everything. And we could have gone on for another 10 pages. So obviously we had to cut things out. We were thinking, for example, that we ought to deal with questions of fundamentalism, which I think would come under the question of intolerance. But, you know, you don't want to get into so much detail that you're going to bore everybody with a 50-page statement. So, yes, of course, and naturally five people get together. They come from different places. They have different views and so forth. So it ends up being a kind of a, I'm not saying a compromise, that would be a cop-out, but it's a synthesis of what we discussed.
Next question.
Your prioritized here? Do we pick number one to be of the highest priority, or?
I don't think that was the intention. No, they're just examples.
Any other questions? Well, on behalf of the Gihon Foundation, I want to thank the council, and I'd like to invite you all to lunch. I want to tell you a little bit about lunch. Lunch is being prepared for us today by Celestino Drago. He's flown in from Los Angeles specifically to do this. He's a well-known restaurateur there, and it promises to be an eventful and exciting meal. The way to get there is around the little building off here to my whatever. And the council members, if you'll stand in front of the, if I could get you to stand after this in front of this wood pile over here, we can get the questions and, photographs and things that we need to get taken over there. See you all around the back.
I just wanted to announce that lunch will be served in a little while. We were expecting you to have a few more questions, but this will give you an opportunity to mingle.
Wait,
you can certainly mingle around to the back, but we won't be serving in the dining tent for a while, and I'll let you know at the point at which we will.
Well, we can open the questions up again.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we're having our hands full agreeing on what to say about the Earth.
There's a cosmic question you asked.
Well, and of course, we were very much, I think, motivated by specific empirical information about what has happened on Earth over a long period of time. We considered a couple of million years, I want you to know. And we don't have terribly much experience with society in space yet. So it might be difficult to make specific prescriptions.
The notion that we will solve our problems here by colonizing other parts of the universe is not something I endorse myself. Oh, that's another story. Speak for yourself. I did want, however, to include so-called aliens among the disadvantaged population.
That was
Jamie, back here.